Hi everyone, and welcome to the Positive Education Podcast. My name is Ash Manuel, and today I'm really excited for this episode because I'm talking with Rodney Love, who's a graphic designer, and Rodney specializes in working with schools to help them rebrand, but also create characters that represent school values. You may have seen a bit of a trend in schools, particularly primary schools, who are going down that path of using characters that represent school values. Now, if you've seen some of these characters at schools, there's a fair chance that Rodney may have designed them. So I really wanted to get him on today just to talk to him about how he works with schools to go through that process, because I think it's something that is of interest to a lot of schools at the moment from what I've seen, particularly some schools who haven't, I guess, refreshed their branding. Well, nothing's much changed. Nothing much in their branding has changed for a number of years, and I've noticed what also happens is that some schools, that's okay, but they had the values that maybe were created or 30 or 40 years ago, and they were created by a group of maybe leaders, school leaders at the time, who maybe not have or maybe might not have anything to do with the school anymore. So, as I mentioned before, a lot of schools are going down that path of rebranding and also going down that path of creating those characters that represent school values. Now, we talk about some schools and go through some examples who Rodney has worked with to create their characters and the processes that they've used. So, highly recommend getting in contact with Rodney. I'll just disclaimer, I'll mention this in the podcast, but it's got Growing with Gratitude or myself, absolutely nothing to gain out of this except knowing and vouching for Rodney's work and the work that he has done with schools to bring these characters and branding to life. And Rodney has actually just rebranded himself. So he was Rodney Love Design. Now he's gone to Sunday. So he's rebranded to sunday.au. So Sunday is spelled Sunday with an E on the end. So Sunday.au is his website. And his email is in the show notes. So we highly recommend getting in contact with Rodney. So without further ado, we'll get into the episode. Rodney, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ash. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. It full disclosure, we've known each other for a long time now. You came over from Sale in Victoria and played football for South Adelaide, where I was playing footy at the time, and that was about 20 odd years ago. So we've been good mates ever since. But I really wanted to get you on the podcast, not to talk about that, but to talk about your graphic designing and how you work with schools, which I think is very valuable for a lot of people, particularly obviously in schools. But first of all, just curious to know how you actually got into design in the first place. Was it like as a kid you were into drawing, or was it something that came about just through, I don't know, something that you thought you were interested in? How did it actually come about?
Yeah, it would have been when I was younger in the school days. I just always draw. Used to just have heaps of paper in my room and go in there and draw, and ended up sort of seeing that I was good at it compared to the other kids. So yeah, I'd always get praised for it. So I just stuck with it, and yeah, it got better and better. And through high school, that was sort of the subjects I picked. Kept with it.
Excellent. And I guess it transformed from like that hand drawing into the graphic stuff that obviously use those programs to design. I don't even know the terminology, but online and on through different
Yeah,
programs digitally now.
all digitally, yeah. So it was good to start without the digital, and then as you got older, and it was just more, it's easier in the digital world to do it, and you
Yeah.
get sort of good results.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can go across all medias, right?
Yeah. Now, I must say, I don't want to pump your tires up too much, Rodney, but I would have to say you were probably one of the best graphic designers going around, whether that's school branding, logos, websites. Like, I know that you've done the Growing with Gratitude branding right from the start, and it's changed a little bit over time. And I remember just giving you some real simple, just some things that I was thinking in my head, like around colors and the feel. And I reckon the first take like that you came back with was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. So You are very good. Now,
No, I
so,
don't know that.
no, you are. Now, I'm just curious to know how you actually got into school brands, because I know that you have been working with a lot of schools around designing their brands and characters that show school values. So, what got you interested in that?
So funnily enough, it was listening to a podcast. So when I first started going out on my own, like doing the own business, I used to get into the design podcasts, and there was a designer on there called Craig Burton, and he's from New Zealand, and he specialized just in schools and school branding, values, and school characters, and yeah, just using his design and graphics as visual tools to speak to the kids, I suppose. Sort of pricked my ears up a bit. Just the way he was talking about how rewarding it was and seeing it in place in schools. And yeah, I've just been at that early stage. I thought maybe from my background, like growing up drawing and all that, maybe I could make this sort of more specialized thing as well. And yeah, I reached out, I got a few mates in the education industry, and I just let them know that I'd be keen for this sort of work. And yeah, a few weeks later, I got my first job doing characters, illustrating characters for values. So all started off there.
Yeah, absolutely. And have a look back, and I know that I know you're very familiar with some schools that you have worked with, and I must say, like, they the way that the actual school uses the characters, for example. Now, just to give you a context, what do you mean by actual characters?
So usually, well, nearly all schools got their own values, or they've got messages that they want to get across. So yeah, they need so visual tools, I suppose, to get across. Doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a character, it can be symbols or anything meaningful to the school. Work with the school and discuss what makes them unique. And we start planning characters, yeah, to help out with the yeah, getting it across to kids.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
some schools are, yeah, they usually have their own theme. So they might be Australian bush animals or coastal sea creatures, depending on what makes the school unique, I suppose. And yeah, we start planning from that stage.
Oh, and they're absolutely brilliant, because what those characters do, they actually represent, as you mentioned, the school values. And I know that yeah, some schools, like, basically also use their whole behavior management around those characters. So, for example, at Kilkenny Primary in South Australia, I know that they have a big thing, and where they, for example, if it's one of the characters might be on kindness, they'll say, "Are you representing?" Say, I can't remember the exact name of the character, but like
Yeah.
Kelly the Kind Koala. Are you representing Kelly the Kind Koala through that behavior? Now, that's a bit of a rough example, but I know that's sort of some of the things that the schools do as a way of implementing those values across the school, but also cross it over with behavior management. And just
Yeah.
one more thing on that, Rodney. I know that you actually inspired me to do this character design activities with students. So I actually like to get in, like, to a classroom, and sometimes I'll do an activity with the students where they actually design their own character about what value they want to be known for. So that's another twist on it as well. But having those school values, like, I've seen it work, and, like, it's amazing what it does. And yeah, you're certainly onto a winner with it. And just on that, can you give some examples of some characters you've created and how they help kids understand and live by the school values? Have you got something that you could share?
Yeah, so one you just mentioned there, Kelly the Be Kind Koala. This was Grange Primary
Oh,
School
wrong
project.
school.
So yeah, they had the three main characters. Well, Kelly the Be Kind Koala, and Ray the Show Respect Kangaroo, and Eddie the Best Effort Emu. So we went together and we created the characters and put them in school uniforms and that. So they had the visual there, but then we sort of they turned them into like a sticker. So the teachers would say, "Oh, what do you think Eddie the Emu would say about that?" They would say, "Oh, I think they'd be happy because I gave it a try." And you go, "Yep." So here's a Eddie the best a sticker with Eddie on it. or if a student was like being left out of an activity, the teacher would reference Kelly the koala. You're like, you could be kind, just like Kelly the koala, go over there and include them in your activity, and they'd get a Kelly koala certificate. Just those sort of things. Yeah, helping the kids understand those values.
Yeah, and they just love them. Like, students love those characters. Because they can, I guess they can relate to it. As soon as they see that and you reference that, or the koala being kind or whatever it might be, it really sticks. And I've spoken to teachers at Kilkenny, I know you work with as well, but particularly at Kilkenny, who say it's changed their whole school in positive way just through the characters. And I know that actually Kilkenny was slightly different, wasn't it? Because the students actually design the concepts of the characters themselves, then you work with the students to bring those characters to life. Is that right?
Yeah. So the school leaders got together with their students, and instead of telling them what the characters were, they gave them the values and said what character and what traits would it have to represent these values. And yeah, it was a real fun project because every kid in the class would have a go, and they'd write down why they chose those traits, why they chose that animal. And yeah, they'd hand them all back in. And I think at the end, the whole classroom would vote on one, and that's the one they gave to me. And then I'd re-illustrate it. And there was five values.
Yep.
So there's like only our best would do. There's like participation, appreciation, respect, attentive listening. So they are pretty funny what the kids come up with. So one was only our best will do. There was like Dave the donkey, and he was missing one leg and he was on crutches. But the little spiel beside it was like to show everyone he can overcome anything. And if he puts his mind to it, he's also good at basketball and happy to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So things like that. And
yep.
My favorite was, his squirt the dogfish. So this was for appreciation, no put downs. And he had a head of a dog, but the body of a fish. So the dog was to represent loyalty, and the fish was to quickly forget any put downs that came their way.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, just what the kids came back with was really good, but also hard to recreate.
I know those. I've actually seen the original drawings of those that the students did, and what you created. Like, you've done really well to bring those to life. And I actually, in the Growing with Gratitude book, I actually did a case study on the Kilkenny, on those characters. And what I loved about it was student led. So the teachers, in fact, it wasn't just student led; it was a whole community. So I think what ended up happening, I think when I spoke to the Kilkenny primary school leaders about it, is that the students did those designs, and I think they had a vote each. I think it was like maybe year or three up at the school had a vote, and then the teachers had a vote. It went out to the families as well. So it was a bit of a whole school community effort to bring those values to life. Because at the end of the day, like, students are at the school, and you go into some schools and the values that represent the school, I reckon, were probably created in the 80s by probably people who haven't got anything to do with the school anymore, and they've just continued on. But I reckon this is a brilliant way to actually come up with or reset your school values, rebrand the school, and bring in some characters to represent those values. And you're the leading person in that area, Rodney. And I've just got another question about what do you think it's good for schools? Or sorry, why? Not what. Why do you think it's good to school for school? I'll start again. Whoops. Why do you think it's good for schools to update their branding sometimes, and what makes or what positive comes from doing that?
I think, like you said then, things that schools have now are that can be older, and schools have a lot of assets. They've got logos, uniforms, newsletters, and over time things become tired and everything becomes a bit different, and they sort of lose their identity. So yeah, they're losing that that message that they want to give to their kids and parents and the whole school community. And by refreshing or totally rebranding, it gives them a chance to sit down and realign with what makes them unique and how they want to be perceived. Then use all that planning, that workshopping, finding out what makes the school tick, and then making modern fresh designs that project what they want, what makes them unique.
And you work with the school closely, don't you? Like, to really listen to what they want and then go away and try to create that and go back and forth a little bit. So when you find out from a school what they want, whether that's like student-led or if it's from the school leaders, whoever it might be, what's your process that you get, like your design thinking process?
So yeah, once you've done the planning, you put a lot of effort into the planning, then it makes the rest a lot easier. But then I'll come and I'll just have a bit of creative time. I'll put some mood boards together. Like if they've come up with a theme, I'll sort of start doing some illustrations and slowly make it more digital, and then just bring everything together and make everything sort of more uniform. And because I've done it a fair bit, I know where it's going to be used and what's going to work best there, how it's going to cut through. And I don't know, it just comes up in your head. You give it a go, and then you make lots of mistakes, and you sort of finally come to something to present to the school.
Yep.
If it's not hitting home or whatever's needed, we tweak.
Yep.
And then it usually, all comes together.
I admire that greatly, because people say, like, you've got some people like pretty hard on themselves when it comes to creativity and like art and stuff like that, and people say, oh, I just can't draw. And I know personally, like, when I can't draw a stick figure in Pictionary. So I admire that creativity that you have, and I've seen a lot of these designs that you have created for schools, but also different logos for different other type of businesses as well, and different websites that you've created. But it's certainly amazing what you can create, Rodney. So full credit to you. So I just wanted to also just go back to the characters. So when you design characters that support well-being, how do you make sure that they connect with students?
Again, it's the planning. So knowing what resonates, and just experience, I suppose. So you're not going to nail it first time, but then always happy to sort of come back to it, revisit it, and then you just talk to the kids and sort of work. It's all the planning, working in with them, talking, and not just sitting in front of a computer going bang, there it is. There's meaning to it.
Yep.
There's strategy, I suppose. And as long as you put that planning in, it all usually always comes together.
I think a good example of that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've just done a project with Glenelg Primary School, which is in South Australia, like actually near the beach. And have they because they've rebranded recently, I believe. And have they used, with their characters, they've used some of the, because as I said, Glenelg by the beach, have they used some of that history of Glenelg and whatever it might be around the area to include in their designs?
Yeah, so they've got the buffalo ship.
Yes.
That buffalo ship used to be down there.
I'll just give you the context around that. That was a ship that, was that the restaurant?
It had a little restaurant inside it.
It was like a historical ship in South Australia. I guess somehow it came to Glenelg, and it was a restaurant ship there for a long time, for anyone who doesn't know what that is.
Sort of honed in on the local sort of the theme, and so then we just started thinking nautical. So we went in with a nautical theme and got the old, like, throughout their, like, print, visual print, and through their brand, really. There's just old nautical stuff, and like, you do it in a modern way. And then, all their classrooms, they've sectioned off their whole school with sea animals. So we've designed all signs to, you go to the shark room, shark building, or you go to the starfish area.
Yep.
Throughout their whole school is now a nautical theme, and it's part of their history, and it's also modern.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's such a Good way to do it. And I guess you've come up with the branding, but that's a collaboration between, was students involved in that? Was that mainly a staff one?
The students chose the theme of sea creatures.
Yep.
But we didn't want to get away from the nautical. So it was a bit of a combined effort between teachers and students. And
compromise.
Yeah, a bit of compromise. So yeah, we just put them both together in a fun, modern way and just keep everything uniform. So yeah, everything's nice and clean and everyone's happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the next question is, what tips would you give schools who want to refresh their brand to better show their values and support wellbeing? I know, because at the end of the day, like the rebranding, really most of the rebranding does come back to that wellbeing and the school values. So what would you suggest to schools where to start? I mean, I'll just go straight to you, but what would you get schools to think about?
Just engage, just ask questions. Just
yep.
ask other schools what's worked, and then yeah, just workshop through ideas and questions and really finding out what makes your school unique from other schools, what sort of community you have around you, and then what messages your school wants to give. Then that's when you think about the visual tools that can make that happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, just asking, just getting out there. There's always new things. The digital world's moving quick, so there's always new ways of doing stuff and new visual assets that can always be used.
Yeah. And I know Two Worlds Primary School was out there a couple of years ago, and they were going through, I think they were doing their own a character theme as well within the school. The reason why they did theirs is because what I mentioned before about their values, I can't remember exactly what the values were, but they were just like really old. And
yeah.
And the school had a tagline, and I can't remember what it was, but it was one of those ones that didn't actually make sense. Like it meant something like, oh, it was really confusing, like today's learners for tomorrow or something like that. And it wasn't that, but it was something like really confusing. You actually had to stop and really think about what it actually meant. It just didn't come straight to you. So yeah, they were really wary of, I guess, rebranding, making it modern, so it was easier for kids to understand about what their values are at the school. And coming to Two Worlds Primary School, what does it mean to be a Two Worlds Primary School student? So there's so much value in the characters. And I just come to realize that probably over the last couple of years. And I know that you've been doing this for quite a long time now, Rodney. So it's good to always talk to you about it, because it also gives me personally ideas to go in and take parts of what you do and do it with the students at an individual level as well. So they're really great insights. Now, one thing I was just going to ask, if people were to engage with you, for example, what's the pro? I know you've touched on some things already, but what would be, say, I don't know, the first four or five steps, or a few steps to take? So obviously get in touch, but once we're in touch with yourself, what sort of would take place?
We'd organise a meeting at the school. It's always good to come to the school and see the environment and
can I just go back a step, Ronnie? You say, for example, because you're based in Adelaide.
Yep.
What if we'll go locally in Adelaide, but also maybe interstate as well, because I guess with technology these days, it's pretty easy to do things. Yes, interstate or overseas. So what do you reckon in terms of in person, like in Adelaide, or you might be willing to, I don't know, like go interstate?
Yeah, definitely. Locally, yeah. Come have, get in touch, work out a time that best suits, and yeah, come to the school, see the environment, what problems they're having, or how better, what tools can convey their message, or just workshop it, and then I'll come back and then I'll propose what I think.
Yep.
And then a school can either say, all right, we want to do this as a phase one or phase two, phase three. And yeah, just start working through what's needed first, and then yeah, rolling it all out. And yes, if they're interstate, it'd be a matter of I've got like questionnaires or Zoom, yep, and all that just to get the ball rolling. And then again, it's just planning out. And I'll always come back with what I think, what I recommend.
Yep.
And then schools can, because schools mightn't have thought of anything that I've done before. And then they'll go, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, so just workshopping.
Yep.
Yeah, coming up with a plan.
Brilliant. And I guess the school also can do it in a couple of different ways themselves. So once they get to you, they might have, like Kilkenny Primary School did with their students, they designed the characters. And once they had done that, then they came to you. Is that how that one worked?
Yeah, so they workshop with the kids first, and then they came to me to make the crew of the characters and illustrate them. And yeah, then there's other schools that want me to take the lead and say, well, what do you think? And this is where we're at, and what can you do for us? And what do you think is most important that you've seen work? And yeah, we just go from there.
Absolutely. And we'll have to get your details about where people can get in contact with you. But I know the characters are just like unbelievable. I've spoken to Dale Sidebottom from the School of Play, which was formerly Energetic Education, and we've done quite a few workshops together. And he is based in or out of Melbourne, but he goes right around Australia and even overseas to do workshops. And we've had conversations about these characters, and now we actually both do character design within our workshops with individual students, because we just think it's a great way, particularly for young people, to represent or to show a representation about who they want to be. And through that character design, it's such a good thing, and the kids love it, like coming up with the character designs themselves, but also having them as the whole school values. It's like it takes the school to the next level, and you've seen it, Rodney, I've seen it, and if people are looking for, or schools, school leaders are looking for that rebrand, even a rebrand on their website, school characters, all the signage, or what do you call that, Rodney, again?
Signage and just their overall brand, everything that stems off it.
Collateral.
Yeah, all the
that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, assets that
assets
come with branding and
yep.
Yeah, it can all be done.
Absolutely. And where would people find you? Now, you were Rodney Love Design, but you've just rebranded.
Yeah, just rebranded. So now I'm Sunday. It's sunday.au is the new website.
You spell Sunday because it's not your usual
No, it's Sunday, Sunday with an E on the end. And .au is the website.
Yep. Excellent. And what's your email?
My email is rodney@sunday with an E on the end, .au.
Yep. And we'll put those in the show notes as well. But highly recommend that people reach out to Rodney. I guess coming, as we're recording on the on November 14, coming up to the end of the school year, I know that schools are thinking about 2025. And I know that also people look to now plan how they can improve the school and move it forward. And there's no better time to release this podcast than now. So highly recommend getting in contact with Rodney. Full disclosure, there's nothing in this for Ashley Manuel from Growing With Gratitude at all. I've just seen what these characters do, the rebranding of schools. It's amazing. So definitely get in touch with Rodney. So any final thoughts before we wrap this one up, Rodney?
No, it's all good for me. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure, Rodney. It's been great to have a conversation and talk about the work that you do with schools and their rebranding and the characters. So thanks for coming on, Rodney.
No worries. Thanks, Ash.